This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Friday, March 8, 2024. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, a special program on the international labor movement's global campaign to support democracy around the world. How the AFL-CIO in the United States is organizing for democracy ahead of elections in November. The Labor Start report about union events and singing. This is Radio Labour.
Without any doubt, we are the largest democratic movement in the world.
Luc Triang is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centres such as the Nigeria Labour Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. Mr. Triang was speaking at the opening of a worldwide campaign to support democracy. The Economist Group, which tracks democracy around the world, reports that only 8% of countries can be called full democracies. The rest, some 92%, are either flawed democracies or ruled by authoritarian regimes. The ITUC points out that countries with nearly 4 billion people, half of the world's population, will be conducting some form of election this year. Mr. Triang.
We are going to share with you our trade union vision for a more democratic world and why trade union action for democracy is absolutely needed. And we will describe how the ITUC and our more than 330 affiliates that we indeed have all over the world are taking action and will take action on every continent to make this vision for democracy reality. This year, more than 4 billion people in more than 60 countries will be impacted by national elections, and that's the highest number in history. Not all elections are fair, and even when they are fair, elections are often not enough, because democracy is under threat everywhere in the world. I speak to you from Europe, where recent elections in Finland and the Netherlands show a resurgence in right-wing and often also anti-union political parties committed to undermining universal democratic rights. And the same patterns can be seen from Indonesia and India to Argentina. At the same time, every region of the world is wrecked by armed conflict or war, whether at the hands of cartels in Latin America, military regimes in Africa and Asia, or authoritarians here in Europe. But it's not only in legislatures or on battlefields that democracy is being threatened. In global institutions, from the United Nations to the ILO to the IMF, geopolitical blocs are threatening a new Cold War and the unraveling of multilateralism. Democratic elections go hand in hand with democratic values. Standing up for universal human rights, rights for minorities, rights for LGBTQ, for women's rights, the freedom of speech, having a free press, and much more. Where we see an erosion of democracy and democratic values, we also are faced with attacks on workers' rights and trade unions. Also where it's most urgently needed, and that's in our workplaces. Most of the world's workers are denied today from formal employment and the protections that come with it. Our ITUC Global Rights Index revealed that 77% of countries excluded groups of workers from the right to establish or join a trade union. And where workers do have formal employment, their rights are often being violated. The Global Rights Index also showed that the right to strike was violated in 87% of countries and the right to collective bargaining in 79% of them. In 46% of countries, one on two workers were detained or arrested for trade union activity. The trade union movement is the largest social movement defending democracy and democratic values. And that's why we are often the first to be attacked by those that want to destroy democracy.
In the United States, democracy is under attack by authoritarians and fascists. But labor in the country is fighting back. Liz Schuller is the president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the U.S. She is the first woman to lead the organization.
This campaign's timing could not be more urgent and more unifying, because we can all agree we are living through a very destabilizing moment, no matter where we are in the world. We see geopolitical divisions. We see attacks on fundamental democratic rights. We see existential threats to workers and our planet. Here in the United States, the AFL-CIO and our affiliate unions believe we must have a robust trade union vision for democracy. And we all know that stable democracies depend on a basic social contract, depend on citizens sharing in prosperity and progress and having a voice in shaping their democracy. And it depends on us being able to have a protective floor under all workers, including the most vulnerable, including migrants and informal workers. But that's not what we have seen. The world is three times richer than it was just 20 years ago. But hundreds of millions of working families have been left out of those gains. In 2022, the average CEO to worker pay ratio, we call it, the amount of money the CEO makes compared to the average worker in the U.S., is 272 to 1. It's astonishing. Sickening. And when countries can't ensure working families' most basic needs, when people don't have civic participation, when people don't see or feel that their democracy is delivering for them, they start to lose trust in democracy. And they're excluded from political and policy decisions that affect their lives and their livelihoods. So those are the conditions where authoritarianism thrives. And we are seeing it here in the United States. We see it around the world. So how do we increase trust in democracy? I think that's what we're talking about. How do we protect and preserve it? Democracy can't be just limited to electoral politics. Democracy is in the workplace. Democracy is knowing you have the right to organize, stand with your coworkers, form a union. And democracy is knowing you have economic opportunity, no matter where you come from, no matter your race or gender or orientation or background. And democracy is knowing that your voice matters at every single level of government, that you will be heard at the ballot box. So when you talk about our democracy being attacked here in the United States and in so many places around the world, it is across all of those lines. We are preparing for the biggest mobilization of American workers in this country's history for our elections this November. We have invested like we never have before in a what we call 24/7 365 electoral program, where this key is face-to-face interaction, particularly in the workplace. This fight for democracy is critical at all three levels. The workplace level, where democracy means a worker's right to join a union and be a part of a union, is respected. The second level is the national level, where democracy means fundamental rights are protected. Elections and the press are free and fair. And a new social contract is being implemented. And the third is at the global level, where democracy means that workers set the agenda and governments and global institutions deliver on the promises made to workers.
More information about the ITUC's Global Campaign for Democracy can be found on the Confederation's website at ituc-csi.org. Here with his report about union activities is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top story section included links to International Women's Day statements from global union federations, national union centers, and the International Trade Union Confederation. Also in our top story section is our coverage of the largest ever Women's Day strike in France, how women construction workers in Namibia are fighting back against gender-based violence, and from the UK, details on how and why British Union GMB is on the verge of being recognized by Amazon. But my favorite top story of the week is from South Korea, where trade unions and feminist organizations have begun a national campaign in support of women workers fired for expressing feminist opinions in the workplace. A random sample from our news pages includes articles about the unprecedented, in recent times at least, wage increases being won by Japanese unions, a referendum win by the Swiss labor movement that will result in better pensions for all workers, and a national International Women's Day strike in Italy. On our Working Women page, you'll find details about, well, you guessed it, International Women's Day. All around the world, unions are marking the day with actions ranging from general strikes involving millions to webinars on gender-based workplace violence prevention strategies that might see a few dozen participants. The list of stories is too long to even attempt a summary. Let's just say that every continent is represented in our coverage, as are most countries. As this is being recorded on International Women's Day, we expect to be carrying even more news about these events tomorrow, and I will have a more detailed report for you next week. Stories appearing on our health and safety page and newswire this week include International Women's Day themed items like the International Federation of Journalists call for us all to remember that many journalists in Gaza are women, a report that concludes that a huge majority of women emergency workers in the United Kingdom have been sexually harassed by members of the public, how endemic sexual harassment is driving young women out of Ghanaian workplaces, and stories from around the world detailing the struggles of women sex workers as they fight for safer working conditions in the face of social hostility and state persecution. Our current photo of the week comes to us from Portugal, where hotel workers, most of them women, are demanding a living wage at a time when their employers are making record profits. Their struggle is one shared by workers everywhere as we fight for wages that make it possible to cope with the cost of living crisis. Liberstart hosts online solidarity actions at the request of unions around the world. This week, we'd like to highlight an urgent appeal for online solidarity with trade union activists in Myanmar. If you can spare just a few seconds, you can do your part in this struggle by sending a solidarity message. Look for details of this and other campaigns on our site. This is Derek Blackadder from LaborStart, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here is the American folk singer Pete Seeger with the great anthem for freedom and democracy, We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.